Axel. That one is picked off. Rodgers Cromartie, and he's celebrating all the way down the sideline into the end zone. Giants on top.
In 2014, Dominic Rodgers Cromartie joined the New York Giants and had an immediate impact on the field with his game-changing takeaways. But he has also made a difference off the field with his commitment to giving back to the community. The Dominic Rodgers Cromartie Foundation has provided much-needed assistance to some of New York and New Jersey's most disadvantaged children.
You're blessed, so you want to be a blessing to others. And sometimes a teacher can't reach the kid like a player could because they look up to you more. So anytime you can come in and tell them to do the right thing, you never know who you'll help.
You can't play football if you don't have the grades. So the classroom will come first.
Study, study, study.
He and his volunteers have served up hearty Thanksgiving meals to kids in school.
I'm trying to get you big, bro.
No.
It's an opportunity to come out and give them food for Thanksgiving. Some may not have that, so that's why we're here to provide food for them and just fellowship with them.
You want some milk? You want some macaroni tea? What you want?
His Dream Builders organization has partnered with United Healthcare to sponsor the Blessings in a Backpack program, which provides healthy food for kids in need to take home on the weekend.
There are a lot of kids in New York who go home hungry every weekend, and thanks to Dominique, 200 of them are being fed. That's an amazing accomplishment.
In this off-season, he hosted a charity basketball game in his hometown of Bradenton, Florida.
The DRC Foundation, we're here in Manatee County to help underprivileged kids succeed, getting college scholarships, having basketball and football camps and stuff. Just something that he can give back. This is one of our events where he brings his NFL friends back to Palmetto Bridge to put on a show for the hometown people.
Dominique Rodgers!
It started the idea when I was younger, you know, I was growing up watching Peter Ward play, and he always came back and gave back to us, man. And I always said if I get into that same position, I would like to do the same. So, you know, I'm just basically trying to carry on the legacy that he started.
With me personally, you know, it wasn't all about what I had, it's what I could do. And, you know, it just passed it on down. Now DRC is doing the same thing. It's just a great opportunity for him and to give back to the community. That's what he's doing. I love it.
Man, it's just a good cause. Like I said, he's doing anything for the kids. He's always doing community work. And he got all us to come out here. It just shows how many people are good friends with him and how many people know how good of a person he is for everyone like to show up.
You know, just for all the players to be out here, man, you know, it just lets you know where we are as family. You know, NFL family, brotherhood, you know, the bond is tremendously thick. He's going to always stay that way.
Give it up for JPP.
DRC is one of my close friends. I'm in Florida. I lived down in Boca Raton, so I drove up here. You know, it wasn't nothing for me to drive up here. And he'll do the same for me if I had something going on.
Everybody is not exposed to certain things as far as meeting athletes or people that they see on TV that they look up to. So anytime you have a fan and you can give back, man, I think you should do that.
Today was great, man. You know, you can see it was a great turnout, man. Everybody enjoyed themselves. Players had fun. Most important thing, nobody got hurt. So, definitely.